This is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Feliz Navidad. I'm Bran, Navidad. And I love Lifetime Christmas movies.
Feliz Navidad.
I'm Dan. I'm going to take a quick break from singing to tell you I despise Lifetime Christmas movies.
Soy Alonso, y hay veces que no aguanto las películas de Lifetime. Y esto... The Spanish you're getting from me.
Esto. No, I like it.
Can you pronounce things in a more Spanish accent for us, though, throughout the episode?
Oh, like Ricardo Montalban style? I'll work on it.
Like anyone in this movie style is what I was referring to.
I'll just awkwardly throw mija into sentences.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Even if it's not your kid, apparently you say mija, which I thought was interesting. I don't know. Maybe I'm just missing something there.
Hey, it's July, everybody. Happy Christmas in July. Happy July 5th to you.
I said all I want for Christmas in July is back-to-back Mario Lopez, Melissa Joan Hart joints. That's what I want. Yeah. And I got it.
But, you know, a little less Hart.
That's right.
So I don't think that's a bad thing.
She's behind the camera. Yeah. She's behind the camera, so more Hart.
She's got her fingerprints all over it.
That's right.
Yes. This is a Hart joint if I've ever seen
it. Yes, it is.
We could
have a battle. I'm talking about a battle, Clash of the Titans. Her or her mom, better director.
Ooh.
I like to think of it as a dynasty. You know?
It's a dynasty. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Hope everybody had a wonderful July 4th weekend. Ate brats and stuff. Greenville, still no fireworks, but it's unrelated. It's just like they didn't know where to do them this year because of construction, so they just didn't try. That's, I think, what the article said. So
there will be plenty of fireworks, just not a professional display.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, everybody in their backyard will be shooting fireworks, much to the chagrin of my dogs.
Oh, yeah.
It's so the worst.
Amateurs come out.
That's right. Amateurs are the worst.
No kidding.
Am I right, guys?
The worst. Right?
Best firework show you ever saw?
Under the arch in St. Louis, you literally could lay down on a picnic blanket under the arch. A big barge comes by on the Mississippi, full display. It's amazing. Wow. I don't know if they still do it, but when I lived in St. Louis, Missouri, by far the best fireworks display I've ever seen. Fantastic.
Disney World, New Year's Eve, when the clock strikes midnight, it goes 360.
Yeah.
The fireworks, they're all around you.
That's at top line, I feel like. What about you?
Yeah, I was going to say going to Disneyland at Christmas time, they do a fireworks thing every evening, and there's a whole like narration involved. And then at the end, it like fake snows on Main Street, and it's just it's a moment. I think Bran especially would dig that.
Oh, you would love that.
I've caught when that Tinkerbell's retiring soon.
Really?
Yeah, she's just over the scene. She's just, it's too much.
Hanging up the wings. Up
the bells. She's gonna be Tink from now on.
Just Tink.
Mm. We're talking about Feliz Navidad, and Dad is in all caps.
That's right.
So that's how you know.
Say it without the accent. It's Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
That's right.
That's exactly right. Which I don't know. Like, what do you think this movie was all just someone realizing? That like, oh, hey. Whoa!
You know what?
Have you seen this word? Because this is that.
How many
what
times
if we made a movie that was nearly impossible to Google?
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, if you search Feliz Navidad on IMDb, it will not appear until you hit search, and then it's like, did you mean Feliz Navidad?
Google does not care if you use caps or not with Dad. I'll tell you that
exactly.
Much.
Yes, it all reads the same. Yes, to them.
Google's like, I don't care. Surely no one's Googling this right now.
No way.
No. Feliz Navidad originally aired on November 21st, 2020.
2020.
And it went a little something like this. The movie kicks off with Mario Lopez doing voiceover, and I think we're all better for it. David is a high school principal. He is a widower, and he lives in a small town with his family. His sister, Marissa, lives with him and helps take care of his high school daughter, Noelle, of course. And Noelle is really passionate about handbells. You guessed it. David has another job doing delivery during the holiday season for, he says, his daughter's college fund, but it's really because he gets sad and he wants to stay busy. We then meet Sophie, who is coming to town to spend time with her father the first Christmas after her mother passed away. David drops off a package. He flirts immediately with Sophie, and David continues to deliver boxes to her as the days go on because she's selling her mom's old creepy toys. Sophie likes to watch him walk away in his uniform, and who can blame her, am I right? At one point, she trips over a reindeer, is embarrassed, and but David doesn't seem to mind. We all trip over reindeer from time to time. Noelle isn't content with just handbells anymore, so she gets the gang together to start working on a cappella. Marissa and Noelle set up a dating app profile for David, and in the profile, naturally, it talks about his love for Christmas movies. Because, I mean, what more do you want? David goes on his first date, and it is, of course, with Sophie. On the date, Sophie reveals that she is a music expert, that she plays classical music at the Philharmonic. You know that French horn at the beginning, Dan? That's what she does. She's a French horner.
Brought it with her.
That's exactly right. You never know when you need to practice that bad boy. They share their favorite Christmas songs. They then walk around town, and they agree that it's a practice date because they're not really ready to date, and also they're going to go their own separate ways, and so it's just a practice for when they really decide to start trying to date. But they agree to go on some more practice dates. When the gym coach fails to make a good choir director, David looks into what's going on in rehearsals, and he recruits Sophie because if you're a French horn player, you must also be good at the choir. Sophie bonds with the kids and then comes over and helps David and his family make tamales. David continues to date other people from the app, but no one can measure up to Sophie. He even finds himself talking about her on dates. One time, he's talking about her. He's all sad, and this girl reaches over and grabs his hand. Sophie happens to be there, sees it, gets a little jealous, but what can you do? The biggest problem with this is Sophie is leaving town right after the Christmas concert. David and Sophie go on one last Christmas walk through the woods, and you'd think I'd be kidding because they're in Arizona, but it snows, and they almost kiss twice until David realizes that he's late to pick up Noelle's gloves for the handbells. They can't play without gloves. Everyone knows that, so he buys rubber gloves, but they are quote-unquote too big for the bells. At the concert, Sophie shows up with real white gloves and saves the day. They decide that they want to try to make this thing work between them, going driving back and forth. They perform Feliz Navidad, dedicated to Noelle's Feliz Navidad, with bells and then with singing and some of the worst dancing I've ever seen on screen. They then sing it again with Mario Lopez and more people coming on stage. They then go home, and he gives his daughter a guitar, which she already knows how to play, and she sings Deck the Halls. Just kidding. It's Feliz Navidad. David and Sophie kiss, and he says that they're going to drive back and forth. They're going to make this sucker work, and that, my friends, was Feliz Navidad.
We did it.
We did do it.
Yeah, we did. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Da-da. One more time.
We're going to take a quick break. I bet Rig loves Feliz Navidad.
Oh, boy, do I.
You sing it all the time?
Yeah, I do a marathon.
What do you mean this
I sing it at 12 straight hours.
You sing
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's a Fitzy's marathon.
It's a Fitzy's marathon?
Yeah.
It's just you at Fitzy's singing it?
All of us at Fitzy's.
Everybody.
Cheryl behind the bar.
Cheryl
big,
gets
big
it
Mo,
on?
Big Mo at the end of the bench down there.
What about Tuna?
Tuna's big on it. He's big. Big Tuna's big on it.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on Deck the Hallmark. Rig, don't act like you don't know what I'm about to say.
Philo?
Yeah.
Boy, do I.
You love Philo.
I love Philo. And during Christmas in July, that's when it gets big times.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you do with it?
I watch all the movies.
Which ones?
All of them.
Which
all
one are you most
excited? The Lifetimes, the BETs, the Hallmarks, they're all there.
Which one are you most excited for?
Snowy Ridge Canyon.
Snowy Ridge Canyon is very exciting. And if it does exist, you'll be able to watch it on Philo. And here's the great news, everybody. Philo is giving you a Christmas in July present with 25% off. 25% off. Two full months.
Wow.
Unlimited DVR that's going to last for a full year. Philo is a steal. And you go to philo.tv/DTH to get 25% off. Once again, that's philo.tv/DTH. Get it there. Welcome back, man, everybody. Welcome back. Man, I tell you what, I haven't reviewed a Mario Lopez movie in
ages.
I'm very excited to be back on the wagon. Feliz Navidad is the title.
So when you
title.
Don't review the movies, you're like an addict? You're
yeah.
like staying away from Mario? And yes. then you're like, man, I got to get back on the wagon.
I got to get back on the wagon.
Need another Mario
yeah.
movie.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah. No. Yes. I mean, I think we can all agree Mario Lopez is like a drug.
Yeah.
Like, once you start the Mario, it's hard to stop.
But we watch Saved by the Bell at least once every 2 weeks. So
yes.
you've been consistently on the wagon for yeah. months now.
Yeah. I'm proud of it. We're talking about Feliz Navidad. We're going to start with a hot take. Alonzo, had you seen this movie? If so, what'd you think then and what'd you think now?
Yeah, I had seen it, actually. Mainly, I think, because I talked about it on Hallmarkies with Rachel last year when it first aired. Would I have watched it on my own? Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Look, I love a handbell choir. And
oh, who
that
doesn't?
That's not really enough to grab me. There, every so often, something genuinely sort of quirky would pop up that I enjoyed. Like, I love an American Anthem reference. Like, that's a movie nobody
yes.
remembers. I love in one of these movies where somebody actually says, you should call a therapist, because so many of the characters in these films should. I like Annalee McCord. Like, I have a different take on leading ladies for these movies than a lot of people. Like, you know, obviously, you know, your CCBs, your Lacey's, your Danica's, very popular. They draw a big audience. I like a Christmas movie actress who looks like, between takes, they could tell a legitimately dirty joke to the crew
yep.
and laugh about it and own it. And a lot of these ladies, I just don't see in that light. I totally could see Annalee McCord being like that. That said, the material is not there for her, sadly. So even she is not enough to really make me care about this movie.
Yes. This is a weird one, huh? It's a really, really poorly written movie.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. There's a lot of just awful lines in this movie. And, you know, I don't dislike, you know, the two leads together, but there's so many just very odd things that are said to each other from each other. That's just like, what,
yes.
What is this? It's very weird. But yeah, I thought she was swell. I had never seen her before. And I mean, Mario Lopez is never a sore thought for, what is it? Eyes?
Good gosh.
You got it.
Not a sight for sore eyes is never not a sight for
he's
sore
never
eyes.
A si- he's never
he's never not a sight
he's
for
never
sore
not,
eyes.
Not, he's never not a sight for Thor eyes.
Thor eyes?
Yes. That's what that they called a, Thor when he was wearing new, glasses.
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
He's a stalker.
Yeah, he's Thor
but
eyes.
Now he's got the patch, so it's only Thor eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Thor eyes. Sight for Thor eyes.
So yeah, I mean, he's great, huh? But the movie's just a real poorly written movie. And there's just a lot of weird editing things that happen. Their desire to work handbells in was an interesting choice. Their desire to end this movie with four different versions of the same song, but they're also the same version, it was also a decision. So yeah, it's a very bad movie. But yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, this movie's hot garbage. It is Everyone behind the camera deserves to be shot on sight. Like, they should receive a lifetime banishment.
Do you want to take that back? That seems a little...
I don't know what you want from me. It's not just the writing, Bran. It is... In every scene
How about shot with a paintball? Can we just leave it there?
Shot on sight with something non, lethal.
Okay, good. Thank you. I guess that helps.
With a tranquilized, I guess. What do you want from me? Every scene where a girl talks to a guy, she has to end the scene, touch his shoulder or arm. That's the signal that the scene is over. That happens in this movie. There are so many weird things where it's just like, oh, you.
You don't think it has anything to do with the fact that people want to touch Mario Lopez's shoulder?
It's not just Mario Lopez. Like, the writing is bad. The editing is bad. The sound editing is atrocious. The takes that are kept in this movie are really, really bad. And yes, sometimes you'll sing Feliz Navidad and get lost. And you just keep repeating it over and over again.
Because people keep coming on stage, and it's like, well, they just got it here. So now we got
this movie. There's no jumping off point for Felipe. Like, you're just a hamster on a wheel with that song. I feel like,
Well, that song is like four lines long.
Yes,
it's like row your boat of Christmas carols.
And if you're not going to go into rounds, if you're not going to go into rounds, you're just going to be lost in the ochres there.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. How do you get it? But then it's like the same.
It's tough.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. There we are.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Here's the thing. Is Pete in front of the camera? I didn't have nearly as much of a problem with the performers. I think the daughter is good. I think Mario Lopez is Mario Lopez, charming, always looks like he's 30 years old somehow. And then Annalyn McCord, I really also very much enjoyed. It is just a shame they just have nothing to work with, zero. They are just out there, and no one's given them anything of value to do or say. And that's unfortunate, because the other thing this movie does well is that Hallmark prides themselves on sprinkling in diversity, but almost all of the diversity they sprinkle in is a part of some culture that is not of that diversity by and large. Like, it's just like, hey, we have this ski lodge movie, and now they're people that aren't white in it. Whereas this movie does a good job of like immersing you in this, Hispanic family and like their traditions. And I thought that was wonderful. Like, it's 2 weeks of them doing different traditions, not packing it all in 24 hours. And with just a little time and editing and a screenplay and maybe a few different song choices, it could have been a good movie. You have everything you need there, and everyone behind the camera let everyone in front of the camera down. It's really bad. It is what it is. No one needs to be murdered, and I want to be very clear about that.
Thank you. Thank you for being clear about that.
I love the disclaimers.
That's right. Yeah.
Still shot, but like, they survive. Yeah.
You think in between takes, Mario Lopez turns into a monster? He's like, you all need to be shot.
No, I don't think
so. You don't think so?
No, I refuse.
Also,
Mario Lopez's walk is a visual representation of how you do it.
Of AC Slater.
He's just like, how you doing? Like,
yeah. Let's go.
The way that he walks, he's constantly, he's just got that swagger.
Annalyn McCord is almost 15 years younger than Mario Lopez. And you just, like,
it's a crime against humanity. Wow.
It is unbelievable. She was 2 when Saved by the Bell premiered.
He sleeps in Tupperware.
Two years
Has
old.
Has anyone asked him if he's real?
It's unbelievable.
Like, are you real?
I mean,
dude's almost 50.
It's crazy. I mean, we all feel terrible about ourselves. He's over 10 years older than me. I look like I could maybe have babysat that guy.
Yes, you do. It's time for the All the Feels part of the show. We talk about what in this movie made us feel stuff. Alonzo?
I got COVID feels, weirdly enough, in that I suddenly felt so... I had such renewed admiration for every other Christmas movie that got made last year that got aired on you know, Lifetime and Hallmark and Up and all the places. Because so many of those movies did such a good job of masking the fact that they weren't going to have a ton of background, that they were going to like focus on a few characters, all that kind of stuff. This movie is like, it is set, it's like some post-apocalyptic wasteland where there are 10 people in town.
Yep.
Like, yep. You know, you never see anybody at the school who isn't in the handbell choir, like in the hallway or anything. They finally do the big Christmas gala that like two towns attend, and there's like 15 people in the audience. Like the whole movie just feels so sparsely underpopulated that I was just like, wow, that, you know what? These other COVID movies really like were I wasn't thinking about this while I was watching them. So clearly they were doing something that that this crew could not manage to do.
Yeah. I my feels is Sophie's dad.
No.
It is.
He might, his name's Herb Mendelsohn, and I'm sure he's done some things and some stuff in his life. This might be the single worst performance I've ever seen on screen. No one jumped in to stop me. Neither of you jumped in to go, no, Daniel, well,
Dan,
you're being mean.
I'm trying to think of every
movie y'all have reviewed on this show, and I'm going through the Rolodex.
Alonzo's like, yeah, no, maybe, yep.
And also, Dan, I don't know, at this point, you've already shot everyone on set. No, like,
everyone behind the camera should be shot on site. In front, I had nothing but good things to say.
So you're not going
to
shoot him?
Aside from Herb.
Okay. So
if he got grazed with some friendly fire and maybe some trank.
Just some trank squirted. I don't know what you want.
Alonzo's like trying to find a way out of like exit mid-podcast right now.
Trank squirt. I don't know what you want.
The opinions expressed by Daniel do not represent the...
Yes. I thought his character was like nothing I'd ever seen before.
Correct.
And I say this with all sincerity. Every time he was on screen, I could not look away.
That's true.
And I will leave it at that. I just loved every moment of him being on screen, and I will leave it at that. I'm not going to shoot him. I'm not going to say he's the worst of all time.
I can name a worst performance that I know you guys have seen.
Okay.
The woman in Hurricane Heist who has the gun that matches her dress.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad. You're right. That's bad. this is still up there, though. And wildly enough, I'm going to be the only one that has actual real feels of the three of us. And okay. I honestly believe the way they handled Christmas.
Talk about it, Miha.
Christmas. No. I'm pretty sure what you just did is worse than all of my shooting stuff.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure.
Miha just means friend, right?
No, it means my daughter.
Okay.
It does mean my daughter.
All right, I can see.
Yeah. I can see so why. There's that. But my feels were the way they handled Christmas traditions in this movie was so much better than almost any Hallmark movie where it's like, we got all these things to do in a limited amount of time, or every year we do this thing and it's 24 hours till. This like felt like the right amount of time to be celebrating Christmas and doing these traditions when it best fit within the household, making the tamales, like all this stuff. I really like with the, under the guidance of, I think, better people, it really could have been something. I thought that all the how they handled both Sophie's family and Mario Lopez's family, how they handled like when and how they did traditions and remembering the ones they've lost. I thought that was a really good idea. So that made me happy.
Good.
See,
it doesn't look good enough. Who doesn't look good tamale?
Who doesn't love a good tamale?
Christmas tamale.
I think there's a better tamale scene in the Christmas house, but, you know, I do appreciate the effort.
Yeah. See, and the Christmas house is one of these movies where you get rewarded with the house at the end, but that feels like a mad dash to me. It's like they're selling the house, everybody's got a blah, 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 they're adopting a kid, they're, you know, and this didn't feel that way.
There's a lot of plots going on.
Yeah, for sure. Movie, though, no doubt about it. Yeah.
We're going to get to the Wait, What's in the What the Lifetimes here when we get back from this break on Deck the Hallmark. All right. I think we can be back.
Sure.
I think we can be back now. It's time for the Wait, What?
It's going to be hard to find a Wait, What in here. I got to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see what we can do. Wait, What? It's part of the show we talk about. What did this movie made us go, Wait, What? I'm going to start with you, Alonzo. Alonzo, what you got?
Oh, man. Okay. First of all, the first time we see the Bell Choir, they're like not so great, and they really want to like beat the other town with the a cappella group and the blah blah blah. And it's like, you know what? If the Christmas decorations are already up, it's maybe a little late to start getting all ambitious about upping your game and, you know, getting things ready for the holiday gala. Like, that ship has kind of sailed. You should have had that conversation sometime after Labor Day.
Handbells are really easy, Alonzo. You wouldn't get it.
Handbells are tricky, and I admire the people who do it. I love listening to them. Like, if it's December and I'm like in a mall or at Disneyland or something, and there's like a handbell choir, I will stop.
You got to
and take it in. I love a handbell choir, but you know, if you're trying to compete with those people at Midvale or whatever the other town is, I forget now.
Valley.
You got to start talking about that way before the holiday season actually rolls around.
That's Bayside for you.
Annalyn McCord is a beautiful woman, and somehow in this movie they film her like she's on one of those filters that turns you into a Disney princess.
Yes,
like there is something going on where like she's, her face is barely there. Like, there's so many filters or the makeup, I don't know what it is they're doing. And it's like she looks great. I don't know why we are like removing her from the realm of humanity and giving her this much like weird filters.
They had to make her look as young as Mario Lopez.
I think that's it. Next to this guy, you really got to bring your A game. But no, like between the makeup people and the lighting, you know, the cinematographer, whatever, it's eerie sometimes. I'm like, could we just dial this back a little and just let her look like she looks?
Because
she
imagine looks great. It in QLED.
Oh, well, yeah. I was going to say, my TV is not even all that great. This is a thing that comes up to some varying degree in all of these movies. But again, as with the COVID thing, I really noticed it on this one. Everybody looks like they live in either like a Living Spaces showroom or a model home or like that corner of IKEA where they set up what a living room or kitchen might look like. Like nobody looks like they live in these incredibly generic, flatly lit like spaces. They all look like it's a furniture showroom. And then they send Mario off on the first date, and they don't show him a picture. They don't tell him who he's meeting so that it can be, oh, whoa, it's you with Sophie. Like, I got to call shenanigans on that one. Cause if he's like, all right, fine, you can create my profile, you can put me on this thing, you can send me off on a date with the person I match, but I need a name and a face, please. Otherwise, I'm going to be standing in the one restaurant in town that we go to over and over again like a dork trying to figure out who my date is. So that, you know, even on the level of this movie, strained credulity.
I have a few. One is early on, we're talking about how he has multiple jobs. He has this and the two jobs, and he's never around and blah, blah, blah. And he's talking to his sister about it, and he's like, well, Dad had three jobs.
This is great.
And his sister goes, yeah, but he was always around for the holidays. How? He had three jobs. Did he just press pause?
The best part about it is she goes, look, Dad did what he had to
he
do.
He did what he
but
had.
He was always here. Did he give him the 72-hour notice? Is it one of those boys?
Did he work those three jobs 10 p.m. to
5 a.m.?
Did he work the overnights and then just all, I don't know. It was very sleepy.
He worked at the public pool, at the amusement park,
And he was Santa. We got to just hang out with him. The coach who's doing the, he's trying to help them with their handbells and whatnot. They're about to practice, and they're going to do, they're working on the choir stuff. They're going to do their first singing practice. And he points to this kid who has a bell, and he says, ring that big mama bell. And the kid goes to ring it. And
the kid does ring it.
There's not a sound.
We don't hear it.
There's not a sound. There's just this kid goes like this, and there's not a sound to be had. Now, I don't know if it's just like the version we had.
We rewound it.
But there's not a bell sound to be heard in that moment. This was a weird line. When they're setting up the profile, The daughter and his sister, they're talking about what to put in there and stuff like that. They get to the profile picture part, and the daughter says, I got to do the picture with the Navy shirt. She just looks great in it. And then she says this line, which I found odd. One day, I hope to have a boyfriend, and I hope he has a Navy shirt. I mean, there's a good
there's
chance.
There's a really good
there's
chance.
There's a good chance that at some point he will wear a Navy
That's
shirt.
True.
Maybe also save that therapist card for
Yeah.
I hope he has a Navy shirt like my dad.
I was dating him for a couple of months, and it was just finally, I never saw a Navy shirt.
It was like yellow and green.
It's a deal breaker.
There was
nothing I could
do. He wasn't dressing enough like my dad.
That's right.
That's exactly right. They realize, well, I think it's like maybe their first date or second date or something like that. They realize that they knew or they went to the same school or something like that.
Different schools.
Cross town. But they both know the same old principal, principal.
Her principal was named Mr. Carruthers.
And he is retired.
That's right.
And he asks her, do you ever hear from him?
Thousands of kids.
Do you ever hear from your old principal?
Yeah. Do you?
No.
I do love her response, though.
Yeah, no.
I don't really keep track with my school administrator.
Imagine an old principal just contacting former students and what that story of arrest would look like. Like, are you kidding me right now? Do you ever hear from him? Get out of here.
I felt bad for Sophie's dad about halfway through this movie where she just stops hanging out with him altogether teach the class choir and to always go on dates.
With Mario Lopez.
She's like, once she sells the toys, she's like, well, I guess that's it. I'll be gone now. And at the very end of this is just a little thing. But at the end of this movie, she walks in with the gloves. She's going to save the day. And Mario's sister's there, and she's like, raffle tickets are $2 each. And she says, I'll take two. $4? Like, you're $4? That's it? $4? How'd you decide on two?
Yeah.
That's all I can do right now. That's all I can do right now. I'm in between.
Singles in my purse.
I'm in between French horn.
Based upon what I think we know about Walt's ice cream shop, $4 is a lot of money because an ice cream cone costs $1.
Yeah.
Singular dollar. I'm in for that. Hey, is school in session right now or not? Because either we have you said in your hot take or in your feels segment, we have a school that's post-apocalyptic and only six kids go to school with the faculty and everybody. No one else is there. Or we have a Christmas break where these kids have to go to school to practice handbells every day, and both sound like horror movies. Both of those sound like really bad ideas, but we never get an answer. Are they in school or is they just meeting at the school? I assume they're meeting at the school, but I just don't know.
It's hard to say.
Real quick, just to put a pin in this, to circle back to the choir director, do you guys know the comedian Gabriel Iglesias?
Yes.
Yeah.
This guy is so the made for TV movie low budget version.
Yes. he's so just smaller altogether. But he does have a lot of the same beats. To be fair, if you put a PE coach in charge of handbells, that would be movie day every day. Like, no PE coach is getting in there and going, give me the baton. I got this. It's just not happening. To your point again, Alonzo, they make Anna Lynn McCord look enough like Jesse Spano that it's weird. It is weird. It is enough for me to go, why are we doing this exactly? I didn't understand.
I was waiting on him to throw in one mama.
One mama. Yeah. Yes. Just one mama. For sure. Or maybe her a Bubba. Either way works.
Or maybe she'd get so excited, so scared.
I get that the makers of this film are trusting we're doing something else while watching it. Like, I understand that. I get it, understand it. Hopefully we're doing something like, you know, taking the Mensa test or something. But did they think it would slide by that both a cappella groups have the same backing vocals that they're lip syncing to? Because that happens in this movie. There are two a cappella groups with a lead singer, and the backing tracks for both a cappella groups are sung by the same singers. Guys, come on.
They couldn't loop in a bell sound. Do you think they're going to get a second a cappella group?
Like, it is just blowing me away that it's like a different person singing lead. But that beatboxing you're here is the is you're hearing is the same beatbox for both groups, and no one, you know, blinks an eye at that. The dad in this movie, Herb Mendelsohn, I've said his name a couple times. You're my boy, Herb.
I love him.
The third time that Mario shows up to deliver a package, he tries to get him to stay. He's talking to Sophie, and then Herb pipes up with, "Hold on a second, I need a favor." And then he gets to the door, and he's like, "Just kidding." Just kidding.
I mean, loving this guy.
But why not just go, "Can you hang on 1 second? Can you just hang on 1 second? No, hold on, I need a favor." Oh, that was a lie. I was lying.
You know he's walking to the door trying to come up with a favor. Just kidding.
It was a lie.
I got nothing.
I did work on a UPS truck for the holidays 3 years in a row, while my wife was in grad school. And I can tell you 100%, there is no time for anything that happens in this movie. Every time he's at her house, he's got all the time in the world, and it's always like his last stop in the middle of the day. During the holidays, you are there before this, like, you're there from sunup to sundown. You're delivering packages, trying not to break them as you throw them at the door. Like, you are going fast. And this guy is just like, "Yeah, I got a change of clothes in the truck. I'll meet you in the woods in 20 minutes in the middle of the day. I got it. Don't worry about it. I got to drop the next door, and then 20 minutes in the woods, be there or be square."
Yeah, that's the SSD way, man. Like, you worked for the big hot shots. That's right. SSD is more chill.
Yeah. And I'm not going to, I am going to be this guy, but it is sunny, bright sunny. And there are places in Arizona where it does snow, in the northern parts of Arizona where it does snow. But this is
Phoenix is 3 hours away.
So there, it is, the sun is shining bright, and you just don't see it. You don't see that happen often, snowfall. And then you add in Arizona to the mix, and it strains any sort of credibility to see this scene. And the average temperatures in that part of Arizona are like 70 during the holiday season. So that was tough. And then lastly, I am questioning a little bit of Mario Lopez's planning skills, because the dry cleaner closes at 6 p.m. That's when it closes. And he has on a post-it note, "Pick up the gloves at 6 p.m. Now, what you're telling me is that if he is a second late, it's over. No gloves. Like, bro, if they close at 6, just back it up to 5. Or 5:30, give yourself a little bit of wiggle room. You're really trusting yourself to be there early with the 6:06 kind of thing.
Also, they make it a point in his seemingly endless opening narration, in which he explains the town to you, that one of the facets of the town is that the roof leaks at the dry cleaners.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, okay, well, this is going to be like Chekhov's roof hole.
That's
and he's
right.
going to like Mission Impossible yeah. in and get the gloves yeah. or something. Nope, never mentioned again. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, yeah. It really had no bearing on the thing at all.
I like that, though.
At all.
I think it's nice. I hope the dry cleaning guy still got paid, though.
I mean, yeah, I would assume that they went back and paid him. Is that your what, the lifetime?
No.
Okay.
It's not. It's just my hope for life. All right. Are you good?
Yeah,
it's time for what, the lifetime. It's the part of the show where we talk about any questions that we still have that we'd love some resolution on. Alonzo, what you got?
Yeah, I just have this hunch that now that he and Annalyn McCord are going to try and be going for this long-distance relationship where she lives 3 hours away, that he's basically going to blow Noelle's college fund on gas and maintenance, because that's a lot. And obviously, you know, this is a movie in which we're pretending that COVID didn't happen, so I guess we're also pretending that Zoom doesn't exist.
Yeah,
so
of course.
I just think there's going to be a lot of schlepping back and forth, and maybe some airline tickets, and, you know, it's like, well, I hope there's a good community college in town, because this nest egg is gone.
It's a couple more time on his hands without that second job.
That's true. It's got more time.
True.
Yeah.
I still don't know what the ending thing event is.
Me either.
I don't know what it is, I don't know why they care. I don't know why they care. It is an unofficial gathering of the town where there are things that happen, and at the end of it, the high schools compete. And you know, in past years,
I think only one high school made it a competition. I think everyone just does a performance. But Lopez's high school was like, we can't be embarrassed again.
They always get wiped off the stage, but it's not a competition.
No one's giving out like.
But how do they get like? It is. It's apples and oranges. You can't judge an a cappella group against a handbell troupe. Because
nobody's trying.
They're not the same thing.
I think.
And
the vocal,
so it was so weird. Like, you know what?
They're going to regionals.
You know what would help us out a lot is if we also did what they did. But then we also have handbells.
That's right.
That will really blow people's minds. I just don't know what it is. I don't know the judging qualifications. If there is judging, I don't know. It's all very mysterious to me.
That actually leads to one of my two, which is, are these people even on the Vocal Locals radar? Like, do the Vocal Locals, have they talked about the other group at all? Have they been like, we got to beat them again?
The Vocal Locals, this is just me judging them by the two times that I saw them perform, once in the street and once on stage. They just seem to be in it for the love of the game.
That's right.
That's just me. I think that they just love singing together. They love bringing Christmas cheer.
When the other group comes up and does a great job, and
they love it.
Like, yeah.
This is awesome.
This is great.
Yes.
It's fantastic. And then lastly, can we talk about the gloves? Who is writing this that goes, I've got it? Gloves. They can't, you got to wear gloves to play handbells, which you do. I played handbells in the church youth choir. Thank you very much. You have to wear gloves. But then they're like, well, they could just pick up gloves somewhere else. Like, but they're going to be too big. All of these gloves are just way too big. Did he buy like monster size gloves? Like, are they not one size fits all? High school kids can wear the gloves?
As somebody with jumbo hands, I can tell you, I have a hard time finding rubber gloves that fit me. So anything that he got off the shelf should totally work on a teenager.
That's right.
I was just like, the obvious thing is, no, we're not going to wear yellow gloves with, like, you're... It's just not going to work.
I thought it would pop, man.
I did think it would pop, but that's the natural, like, no, they're rubber gloves and they're yellow.
They're just too big.
If you are that serious about the handbells, you just say, no, that we are purists. They're white gloves and we're not doing it. Like, that's the thing, right? Like, it's not that the gloves are too big. It's a weird... Where the bells are going flying.
He went in a Dollar General and he's like, what size does Andre the Giant wear? I want a dozen of those.
Also, what gloves were they rehearsing with while the show gloves were the dry cleaners?
Yeah.
Can they use those?
It is one of the worst plot points. It is so weak. It's bad out there, man.
Yeah, sure. It's not great. We did it, everybody. Hey. Congratulations. Happy Christmas in July. We're just getting started, man. Woo. I think Movies and Mysteries goes for like another week, and then it goes to Hallmark Channel as well, and all that can be found on Philo.
And then all the movies we're doing all July long are on for Lifetime.
Video on demand.
VOD.
That's what they say.
Got to get the Philo. Now's the time.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So very excited about all the movies we're going to be covering this month. And man, I got to tell you, how about if you didn't get a chance to listen to the last 2 weeks, the two Wednesdays, the best ofs. You got to do it.
Dude, the best ofs.
You got to do it.
Just great stuff.
I love a good best of.
Dude, I worked so hard editing
those. You
did. I was up
so
late.
You texted me at 2 a.m.
I did, yeah.
A couple weeks ago. You're like, this is just kicking my butt.
That's right.
And I said, you've got this. I was also up at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Just watching you. And I was just like, dude, you got this.
Yeah.
And I don't know why you texted me because I was watching you, but it's whatever.
It was weird. It was weird.
That's how delirious you were.
But
it turned out really good. It turned out really good.
Yeah.
Alonso, do you toned out. He was fully checked out of that.
I'll be over here.
Alonso, you got any words of wisdom that you want to impart with the people as we leave?
Sure. The right to vote is a cornerstone of American democracy. And so if you have a representative on the state or federal level that is trying to deprive people of that right, call their office and tell them to stop it.
I love it. Even if you live in South Carolina, email them just so it's on record.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. We did it, everybody. We did it.
Tracy's in our ear saying, just transition.
Yeah.
That's all she's saying.
I'm saying vote, vote, vote.
Okay, got it. Good.
Don't boo, vote. That's my Obama. How was that?
That was a great Obama.
Don't boo, vote.
Almost as good as my Arnie. Not quite, though.
Yeah. All right, we will be back tomorrow with another Christmas movie. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a Merry, Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, yeah, that Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.